From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of indirect talks in Kazakhstan involving the Syrian government and the opposition, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial ceasefire. Members of the opposition expressed doubt about its effectiveness. The government's chief negotiator said an assault on a rebel stronghold west of Damascus would continue. Russian official Alexander Lavrentyev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, said both sides have what he called hotheads that must be controlled. UN special envoy Stefan Dimitrov said with so many parties fighting, progress to end the Syrian conflict will be difficult, but he remains hopeful.
No ceasefire is perfect. Never been any. But to be able to maintain it, contain it, and produce out of this some mechanism, some parameters that can be used, and having the guarantors involved in being a guarantor, is, if and when that will take place, and today it was decided to do it, quite an achievement.
Ohio State University analyst Alim Piand said the talks in Astana are a diplomatic triumph for Moscow.
Russia succeeded to sideline the United States and Western Europeans, and they have taken the leadership role in bringing ceasefire, and now they are working to be obeyed by both sides.
A U.S. spokesman called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to press all sides to abide by the truce and create an atmosphere conducive to political discussions to end the war. Gambian lawmakers lifted a state of emergency Tuesday and revoked a 3-month extension of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh's term as the country prepares to receive its new leader, Adama Barrow, in Senegal, where he took the oath of office last week. Jammeh went into exile Saturday after plunging the country into crisis. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of 2 oil pipelines he hopes will lead to more jobs. It's the latest sign of a reversal of policies pursued by the Obama administration. Mr. Trump signed an executive order renegotiating the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline with Canada.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
The pipeline designed to carry Canadian oil sands through the U.S. to refineries near the Gulf of Mexico. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reaffirmed his support for the project.
In both the conversations I've had with President Trump now, Keystone XL came up as a topic, and I reiterated my support for the project. I've been on the record for many years supporting it because it leads to economic growth and good jobs for Albertans.
The Obama administration blocked the project on environmental grounds. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump signed an order for building a controversial Dakota Access Pipeline, a project blocked following protests by Native Americans and others who said it would affect their water supplies and cultural sites. Mr. Trump is also expected to sign several executive orders this week restricting immigration for refugees and visa holders from parts of the Middle East and Africa while enhancing border security along the Mexican frontier. Mr. Trump Tuesday spoke by phone with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, inviting him to visit the U.S. later this year. The two leaders expressed solidarity in the fight against terrorism and discussed economic and security issues. Italian rescuers say the death toll from last week's avalanche that struck an Italian luxury mountain hotel has now risen to 21, with 8 others missing. Several people have been rescued from the rubble of the 4-star Hotel Rigopiano, buried last Wednesday under a massive wall of snow and debris that was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. At least 7 people were killed in another suicide bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab militants rammed a car bomb into the gate of the Daya Hotel Wednesday, storming the hotel and opening fire. The hotel is residence to some Somali lawmakers. A second blast wounded several other people. President Trump Tuesday vowed to bring in federal intervention into quell a crime wave in the city of Chicago, America's 3rd largest city, unless local officials can bring down the city's murder rate. A report said nearly 230 people have been shot in Chicago this year alone, with nearly 50 homicides. 2 U.S. stock indices set records Tuesday, while the benchmark Dow Jones added more than 100 points to close in on the 20,000-point level. The broader market S&P 500 ended the day at a record 2,280, while the Nasdaq reached 5,600 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.